previously on Suits.
Sheila Amanda's ass. Will you marry me?
Yes, I'll marry you.
When we have kids, world, watch out.
Louis, I don't want kids.
Sheila, I'm going to be a father.
Mike Ross is not coming back to this firm.
You heard Louis. You already gave him the job.
I want to know why the hell you came back.
What matters is that I'm staying, because this is where I belong.
This makes it look like Forsman's payment never went to any offshore accounts, and that you never took a piece of it.
That's forgery.
Which is less of a crime than what you did.
I had no choice. Bullshit, you had no choice. You could have said no at any goddamn point along the way.
One thing is for sure. When all this is over, I'm gonna fire the shit out of you.
I wouldn't be back here if it wasn't for Louis.
I'll take care of it.
Dear Harvey and Jessica, I put all of you in jeopardy for my own personal gain. Effective immediately, I, Louis Litt, am resigning from Pearson Spector. Please take care of my home.
You're not dressed for it. Maybe we can get you some trunks. Go a few rounds.
I think I've already gone a few rounds. I need your help.
Anything.
What can I do? Clients. I need clients.
Louis, the bylaws say that...
Come on, Harvey. Think I don't know what they say? I wrote the bylaws.
Yeah, who'd you write them for, huh? Jessica. And she's not going to make an exception for you.
Well, maybe she'll make one for you.
She's not going to.
Harvey, do you think I want to be here? I tried to get interviews at 6 different firms, and every one of them said the same thing. It's a bloodbath out there. Which means if I can't bring business with me, I might as well move to Siberia, because I'm never going to find a job in this city.
Louis.
Harvey, I'm not asking for the moon. Just 3 companies that I brought to the firm myself when they were nothing.
Let me talk to Jessica.
Thank you.
Harvey, you don't look busy. Would you like to attend the International Securities Law Symposium?
That depends. Is it in Vegas, Miami, or Rio?
Poughkeepsie.
Send Paul Porter.
What can I do for you?
We just saw Louis.
No. He's not getting any clients.
He just wants 3. Letting them go won't break us.
No, it won't, but it will open the floodgates for every partner that ever thought of leaving and taking their clients.
He's not every partner, and he's worked his fingers to the bone for both of us, and he's asking for a crumb.
And I give him that crumb, and next thing you know, all the cookies in the cabinet are gone.
You don't know that.
I do know that instead of talking about giving Louis's clients away, you should be working on keeping your own.
Jessica, I'll find a way to keep VersaLife, but that has nothing to do with Louis. We owe the man something.
And I'm giving him something. My phone rings and he gets a glowing recommendation instead of me saying that he left after committing a felony.
No one's gonna call if he can't get in the door.
That's on him, not on me.
They want those vultures in bankruptcy picking through his stuff.
Just doesn't feel okay going through his things.
Rachel, you haven't heard from him. I haven't heard from him. If we don't pack up his stuff, who will?
I guess you guys had the same idea I did.
Yeah.
He didn't take that either?
No. I just cleaned it. It was smudged, and I didn't want to give it back to him dirty.
He must have been in such a hurry.
He was in a hurry because he was ashamed.
Come on, let's get this over with.
Jessica, what
am I doing here? I'm here to tell you that I know you know the truth about Louis's resignation.
I don't know.
Yes, you do. And I'm guessing you didn't like it.
You're right. I didn't. Because I don't think that he deserves to be fired.
That's funny. Because I think you both deserve to be fired.
What do you
mean? You knew what he did. And you said nothing.
So that's why you're here. To fire me.
No, I'm here to give you a second chance.
Those don't look like my case files.
They're not, but I didn't come empty-handed. I got you something.
John?
General counsel at Procter & Gamble.
Procter & Gamble? What, is that a joke? They're in Cincinnati, which is like American for Siberia.
It's American for number 31 on the Fortune 500, and it's a chance to make a fresh start.
Whose idea was this chance? Her Majesty? Oh, yeah, I bet you'd love that. Ship me off and never see me again.
Lewis, it was my idea, and you should take it.
Would you take it? No way on earth. You know why? Because this is Rome. You're a gladiator, and so am I.
Then be a gladiator, take this job, and fight your way back here.
I don't have to go to Cincinnati to fight my way back here. I can goddamn fight Jessica.
See the world one more time, feel you. Getting all the pieces of pie for your wife. Everybody wanna know how it feels. Everybody wanna see what it's like. Leaning in the meantime, I don't mind.
You here to pick up your things?
I'm here to pick up 3 clients that are mine.
Those clients, like everyone this firm represents, belong to me. And there's nothing you can do about it.
Oh, yes, there is. Because pursuant to the bylaws, you're required to inform clients of any attorney's departure. If you fail to do so, prior to me giving you formal notice, they're up for grabs.
Well, you wrote the bylaws. I'll take your word that's what they say.
Oh, I see. You don't think I can take it from you, huh? Well, I'm the one who brought them in and answered their call at 4 in the morning when all you did was take your cut.
Is that all I did?
Yes, and that's why I'm going to win them, because I deserve them.
And that's what it always is with you, Lewis, isn't it? What you deserve.
You're goddamn right it is. And you have some nerve telling me no after all I've done for you.
What you've done is break the law. And I'm still willing to give you a good recommendation.
I don't need your bullshit recommendation. I need clients, and if you're not going to give them to me, you better strap in, because I'm going to take them.
Lewis, you haven't returned any of my phone calls.
I don't like contact during transitional periods.
But you didn't even say goodbye.
What's there to say, Katrina?
Well, when you're ready, I would love to take you out for dinner.
You can't do that. You're on the other side now.
What are you talking about?
I gave Jessica notice. I'm going after 3 clients.
Lewis.
No. We're going to go do battle. And I do not want to put you in the position to fraternize with the enemy.
You're not the enemy, Lewis. Jessica had me contact all of your old clients in person.
She what?
You can't approach them. It's over.
I have to get going.
Lewis. I am so sorry. I didn't want to do it.
Don't be. It had to be somebody. I'm glad it was you.
I'm in the middle of a merger. What's important that I had to come down to your shitty office?
This used to be your shitty office, and after that, it belonged to 6 other people, 5 of whom are now gone.
What's your point?
That things can change in the blink of an eye?
Lewis.
Yes, Lewis. It took all of 10 seconds to scrape his name off the wall. How long do you think it's going to take Jessica to scrape off mine?
What are you looking for, Mike?
Harvey, Jessica sees me as a huge problem. The solution is just to get rid of me. I don't want that to happen, so I need to solve an even bigger problem.
And you want me to give you a bigger problem?
I just got back. I need you to give me the biggest problem you've got.
Fine. Sterling Pharmaceuticals is merging with Pfizer. Come on, smart guy. You want to solve the problem? You better be able to identify it.
There is no problem. They merge. They only make up 26% of the market. That's not over the limit for 10b6.
But... shit.
Ursa Life puts us over the limit. We have to drop them.
Unless we figure out a way around 10b6. Like I told Jessica I would.
You told her that? Harvey, no one has ever been able to do that.
Listen to me. You want to make a splash? Part the Red Sea. No.
Oh, no, what?
You have that look on your face like you want me to have some emotional conversation I don't feel like having.
You know what, Harvey? I just came in here to see if you needed anything.
I don't.
Okay, fine.
Listen, I know that this whole thing with Lewis is upsetting you.
No, what's upsetting me is you saying you're here to see if I need anything when you really want to talk about Lewis.
I'm worried about him. He's in a really bad place.
You think I don't know that? That's why I tried to help him. I got him a job on a silver platter and he threw it in my face.
And he shouldn't have done that.
Yeah. Then why are you here?
Because I still think we can help.
Donna.
Harvey, you did a good thing by getting him that job. It was the right instinct, but it was the wrong city.
I can't get him anything in New York.
I'm not talking about New York.
Then what the hell are you talking about?
Nice grouping.
How'd you know I'd be here?
Because you go mudding when you're happy and you come here when you're looking to blow off steam.
Well, I am blowing off steam, Donna, and I'm not finished. So, unless you can handle a pistol, do me a favor, please, and just leave me alone. How do you...
Connecticut Junior Pistol Championship finalist, 3 years in a row.
What years?
Ask me that again, and I will use this on you.
Is there anything you can't do?
No, there isn't. Including talking Harvey into getting you another job.
So where is it this time? Cincinnati, Minneapolis, Anchorage, Alaska.
Boston.
Sheila.
Yes, Sheila.
You got Harvey to do this for me?
I got him to give you his word he will do it, but after you turn down Cincinnati, he's not going to make the call unless you say you're on board.
I can't.
What do you mean you can't?
Donna, Sheila values strength. She's going to see this as me coming to her at a time of weakness.
Lewis, you go to Boston with the sole purpose of being with her. She's going to see that as a sign of love.
Tell them to make the call.
Okay, Kyle, I think the question you have to ask is, where do I see myself in 10 years? And unfortunately, the answer is not as a Harvard graduate. Idiot. Lewis, what are you doing here?
I'm here to take you back.
I don't understand the way we left.
I don't care how we left it. Not a day has gone by that I haven't thought of you. And I can't hold it back anymore. Sheila, I love you. And I want us to be together.
Lewis, this is wonderful, but... It's just a lot to take in. To believe that you're really ready to commit.
How's this for ready? I'm taking a job in Boston.
What?
I quit Pearson Spector.
I can't believe it. You did all that for me.
Yes. Well, I...
Well, what?
I got a job in Boston for you.
Lewis, did you make that decision before or after you quit your old job?
What difference does it make?
It makes a huge difference. You don't call for 6 months, and then one day you wake up, quit your job, and suddenly I'm supposed to fill the hole in your life?
No. It's not like that.
Okay, then what is it?
I mean, do you know how hard it was for me to not call you? I was trying to move on.
And why didn't you move on?
Because I realized that I don't need New York. I need you.
Lewis, geography was the least of our problems.
No, I know. And I want you to know that I've come around on that.
You don't come around on children. I don't want them, and I'm not going to change my mind.
You don't have to, because I've changed mine.
Okay, and I believe that you believe that.
Well, then if you... I'm just sensing that you don't know
Lewis,
where I'm...
When I asked if you'd quit first, I was asking because if I believed that you were really ready to give up children, I would run into your arms and never let go. But if you're doing this because you're down and out...
But that's just it. Do you understand that I was going to change my entire work schedule weeks ago for you, before all this?
You were going to, but you didn't.
Sheila, please, you have to understand where I'm...
It was good to see you, Lewis. Please go.
I see frustration.
You see me getting my ass kicked by FTC Rule 10b-6.
And?
Harvey needs an update, and I don't have shit.
And if you were Harvey and he was Jessica, you'd say you're all over it.
I can make that happen. I'm all over it.
Donna, send a bottle of Johnny Walker Blue to Jonathan Palmer and get him tickets to the next Sox game.
and then find out when his wife's birthday is, his kid's birthday, his dog's birthday.
How am I supposed to?
I don't care how you do it. Figure it the hell out.
Harvey, this is a thank you to him. Why are you so mad at me?
It's not a thank you. It's an apology for you talking me into getting him to give Lewis a job.
What did he?
He didn't even show up to the interview. And what's happening with our VersaLife problem?
I'm all over it.
Yeah, all over it means you don't have dick. Next time I see you, have something.
Jonathan Palmer's in Boston. Harvey got Lewis a job there because of Sheila, didn't he?
Yes.
Donna, if he didn't show up at the interview, it means it didn't work with Sheila.
Shit. He's gonna be devastated.
You bring him his box of stuff yet?
No, but I'm going to right now.
Let me do it.
Listen to me. Harvey's pissed at you because you don't have anything, and Lewis needs me.
Donna, I am here because that man put my well-being before his own. He gave up going after Sheila for me. For all I know, that's why it didn't work out for him up there. It's... the least I can do is comfort him when he's down.
Go.
Come in. Come in. What are you doing here?
Stuff has been sitting on your desk for days. I wanted you to have it.
Okay. I'll need it for my new office.
You got a job?
Not yet, but I will.
Order of the Coif. Yeah, look who graduated magna cum laude.
Summa, actually, for all the good it'll do me.
Now there's got to be a story behind this key. Yeah, it's from one of your first cases, or...
Mike, do me a favor, please. Just stop it, will you?
Stop what?
Stop asking questions and you already know the answers to just to stay here longer.
Lewis, I'm not...
You're not what, examining me? Yes, you are. You're just making small talk while you look around the room to see if there are any sharp objects in the vicinity.
That is not why I came here.
Well, it wasn't to deliver a box of my shit.
Look, when I was drowning, you threw me a lifeline, okay?
Yeah, okay, well, that's nice of you to say, and I appreciate you bringing over my things, but they're not exactly a lifeline.
I heard about Boston.
What'd you hear?
That Harvey got you a job and you didn't even show up.
Well, why would I, when the love of my life rips out my heart and then stomps on it?
Lewis, I'm just trying to help.
Well, you can't. I don't have Sheila. I don't have a job. And right now, I just prefer to be alone.
No. But I don't care what he says. 15% of bullshit is still bullshit. Dick. What can I do for you, Mike?
Well, I can see you're busy, sir, so I'll just jump right to it.
Hold it right there. If this is your asking me for Rachel's hand in marriage, you know you're going about it the wrong way.
Sir, I think if I were going to do that, I'd have the foresight to ask your wife how to approach you first.
Good answer.
I'm actually here about Lewis Lick.
Yeah, I heard he was on.
He did, and he's looking for a job.
A fellow like that should have his pick.
Well, the partnership agreement prohibits him from taking clients.
Ooh, shit. Yeah, Jessica doesn't play around, does she? She took his firstborn, too?
Look, I know it's bad out there, but...
Bad? It's the apocalypse, and I'm not running the soup kitchen if a partner can't bring me clients. What's that?
Sir Lewis's billables for the last 15 years.
This guy ever sleep?
And he doesn't just bill. He trains the associates, he publishes, he will give his life to you.
And you want me to do this because you're with my daughter?
No, I want you to do this because I've never asked you for a thing, and the first time I am, it's a favor for someone else. That's the kind of man that your daughter is with.
So it's because you're with my daughter?
You're going to see it how you're going to see it, but the real question is, what are you going to do about Lewis Lynn?
I'll meet with him. There's no guarantee.
Well, that's all I can ask.
You tell my daughter to give her old man a call sometime.
Yes, sir. Hey.
You look happy.
I am happy because today I did a good thing.
You're going to let me paint the bedroom Robin Zang blue?
I said I did a good thing. I didn't say I did a ridiculous thing. I got Lewis a job interview in New York.
What?
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, I love you. Mm. I'm going to fix you a drink to celebrate.
Well, you should fix one for yourself, too, because I couldn't have done it without you.
What do you mean?
I mean the interviews with your dad.
What?
I went to your dad for Lewis. What?
It's really sweet.
But?
Let's just say there's a reason that I didn't go to my dad to pay for law school.
I thought you said it was because you wanted to do it yourself.
It is, but other people don't have a problem going to their parents because they don't have to wait for the other shoe to drop.
What are you talking about?
He's not going to give something for nothing.
So you mean after this, he's going to want something from me?
I don't know, but he's going to want something from someone.
If it gets Lewis a fresh start, I really don't care.
Really?
Yeah.
You gotta be kidding me. No. You ate there too?
Every Tuesday for the last 5 years.
Wednesday. Chicken Parm Day. Yeah. More like Christmas to me.
Oh, I believe it.
Oh, Lewis. This has been a pleasure, but it's time that we got down to the crux of the matter.
You want to know why I resigned?
Well, I did call Jessica. She gave you a glowing recommendation, and we both know that's bullshit.
You want to know the truth?
Did I say anything about the truth? I'm just making sure you know I know that it's bullshit. But my truth is, I don't care why you left. All I care about is what you're going to take.
What?
You take one client, I can give a shit how big it is, and I'll make you a senior partner on the spot.
Wait a second. Mike Ross said that I was not required to bring business.
This isn't about business. This is about balls. I don't need another grinder. I need a lawyer who can kick a door in. And the door in question is Pearson Spector's.
You want to see if I can break my partnership agreement?
You're damn right I do. Because if you can't do that, then what the hell good are you?
You're no different than Jessica.
I'll take that as a compliment. Well, if you'll excuse me, Sylvia will validate you on the way out.
Yeah, well, Robert, this is New York. I take a cab.
It's just my way of saying get the hell out.
Well, how long is a little while? Do you have any...
Lewis.
Excuse me. Katrina, what are you doing here?
You know what I'm doing here. This isn't your client anymore. You're prohibited from contacting them.
No, I'm not here to see...
Neubacher Capital? Yes, you are. Just like you're going to go see Carver Tech and Blackthorne Simons.
How do you know that?
Because they called me.
What are they saying?
Doesn't matter what they're saying. It's plain as day you're trying to poach them.
Does Jessica know?
Not yet, but if you keep doing this, she's going to find out.
Yeah, well, let her sue me, because I don't have any other choice.
What are you talking about?
Robert Zane offered me senior partner if I can break the partnership agreement. That is a major law firm in New York. I'm not going to get a better chance than that.
Lewis?
Look, tell Jessica if you have to. I don't want to get you in trouble, okay? But I just lost my job. And I just lost the woman I love for the second time, all in 1 week. Now I have this chance to turn my life around with this one client. I'm going to take it.
Lewis. You want one client? I'll give you one client.
What? Wait, no.
When you agreed to take me on, I swore that I would be loyal to you. And if I'm not loyal now, then I never was.
Katrina, if you do this and Jessica figures it out, she will fire you. And I cannot live with that.
That won't matter if you get the job and you take me with you.
Give me the goddamn name.
What?
I'm going to tell you something, and I don't want you to overreact.
From the look on your face, I'm not making any promises.
I just got an email from Lewis. He's going after Versalife.
Get me Ray.
What are you going to do?
Get me Ray.
Harvey, it was just a notification email. You don't even know where he is.
Yes, I do.
What are you talking about?
That notification is required by the bylaws. He's doing it at the last second. I guarantee you he's walking in Versalife's door right now. What do you think you're doing?
Not doing, did. I just signed Versalife.
You have no right.
Please, I have every right. Because when I quit, Jessica only notified my clients, not yours, because she didn't think I had enough balls to go after you head on.
That wasn't her, that was me, because I didn't think you would stoop this low.
Oh, too bad. You exposed your flank, now you're too late.
Yeah, you can see the fear in my eyes. Excuse me.
I told you, you're too late.
To tell them an unemployed clown just sold them a pile of bullshit?
You mean the bullshit that you have to drop them as a client? The Pfizer merger. FTC rule 10b6. They were not pleased that you kept them in the dark.
You are a son of a bitch.
He's the clown now. You're a son of a bitch. I'm only taking one client that you're gonna have to drop anyway. The least you could do is be a gentleman about it.
A gentleman? I got you two jobs.
Two jobs in Siberia! What a pity.
I got you those jobs out of compassion. Just like when I fought for Jessica to not fire you in the first place. But when I take VersaLife back, it's gonna be without any feeling for you at all.
What happened?
I lost them, but I'm going to get them back.
What I want to know is how the hell did Lewis find out that we had to drop them?
I don't know. People know shit.
People don't know shit. People get told shit.
Jessica, I know I wanted to throw him a bone, but I did not tell him.
I wasn't talking about you. I was talking about Mike Ross.
Bullshit. Mike didn't.
Tell me you didn't have him working on VersaLife.
That doesn't mean
I
it.
I knew it. He was working on VersaLife. He owes Lewis for bringing him back here. That is motive and opportunity.
You just want him gone by any means necessary.
Oh, I think I have been more than clear about that.
We'll try another theory, because Mike would never do this.
Oh, there are a lot of things you never thought Mike Ross would do. Sell out an old man's company. Get in bed with a billionaire. Cut his boss out of a deal.
Jessica?
People change, Harvey. To top it all off, Lewis is taking VersaLife to Robert Zane. Mike Ross's future father-in-law. Why don't you think about that?
Mike, I need to know what you have on VersaLife.
It was me.
What was you?
Lewis going after them is my fault.
What did you...
I went to Robert Zane and I asked him to give Lewis a job.
That's it? You didn't tell him about VersaLife?
Of course not. You think I would do that?
Never mind what I think. You went to one of our biggest competitors and put him together with a desperate Lewis.
I did it because Lewis was desperate, all right? I went to see him the other day to bring him
the
stuff.
The other day? You're telling me when you were supposed to be helping us keep our clients, you were busy giving them to Lewis on a silver platter?
I was, but I also figured out how to get them back.
Why didn't you tell me then?
Because I was trying to think of a better option.
What the hell's wrong with this option?
It involves going to Walter Gillis.
Well, look who decided to drop by. The man who lost me my company and his partner who tore it to shreds.
Walter, I understand how you must feel.
So why are you here?
Because we have a proposition for you.
Does it involve an apology?
It is an apology.
You want me to buy VersaLife?
We want you to buy a division of VersaLife.
The division that makes that drug.
I've been working on anti-addiction meds for years.
Look at the results. This one works.
But it's a money loser and it's going to take years. They don't have the capital, the patience, or the will.
But you do.
And let me guess, you two are here out of the goodness of your hearts.
Do you want the truth? He'd be here whether this was for his own good or not. For me, I'm here because it gets me out of a jam.
So you can stick it to us if you want to. But if you do that, you're going to miss the chance to save a lot of other people just like Philip.
Don't ever talk to me about Philip again.
Walter.
No. This is how all this started. With you using my son.
No. I'm the one who used your son. I used him to get control of your company. But everything Mike did from the second he met you was to save your company. Because when it comes to caring about people, he's twice the man that I am. And by the way, he never gave up on you and he never sold you out.
Bullshit.
You're right. It is,
Mike.
No. The truth is that I gave you my word. I told you I would never sell you out, and then I got into bed with someone that I never should have trusted, and I lost you and your company.
Yes, you did.
And that company was your family. It gave you purpose, but you still have money, and this is a purpose. Walter, if you don't want to do this, I get it. But I need you to understand that the only reason I even fought to come to you in the first place is that I'm going to regret what I did to you for the rest of my life. Can I come in?
course. I hope you're not furious with me.
I'm not mad.
You're not?
No.
Well, good. I wanted to thank you for setting up that meeting with Robert Zane. I just hope you understand that if I had a choice, I never would have gone after VersaLife, but I had no choice.
Lewis, we took them back.
What? But you had to drop them.
Not anymore. We convinced them to sell their trial drug division.
Of course, you drop a drain on their earnings. Stock price goes right through the roof.
And their market share falls below the threshold.
But who the hell would buy it?
Walter Gillis. Listen.
Mike, you won. You're a brilliant lawyer.
You are a brilliant lawyer.
I'm a brilliant lawyer who's never going to work again.
Hey, stop. That is not true. Look at everything that you have. A Harvard Law diploma, summa cum laude, order of the coif. Those are the credentials of a Supreme Court justice.
Yeah, that $2 will get me a seat on the subway. But thank you for having the decency to tell me in person.
Lewis, come on. Let me stick around for a while. We'll have a couple of drinks. You can tell me the story about that key.
Mike, I know what you're trying to do. That's not the time. Please go.
Lewis Litt?
No, I'm not. But if you're expecting him to show up, it's going to be a long wait.
You here to take a spot? I'll give you senior partner right now.
I'm here to tell you you're not getting VersaLife.
I'm sorry, I don't know who that is.
It's the company you tried to poach from me.
You seem upset.
I'm not upset. I just wanted to remind you, you once told me I was a piece of shit for using your daughter against you. Now you turn around and use Lewis against me?
That's not the same.
It is to me. I may fight with him, but he's still my family.
Then why did he leave?
That's between me and Lewis.
I wanted VersaLife, but it's not worth gloating over. So why are you really here, Harvey?
I'm here to ask you to take Lewis anyway.
And why would I do that?
Because you're a smart man. If you do it, I'll owe you one.
I don't need you owing me one.
Why don't you take the night to think about it? Because if there's one thing I've learned, you can never have too many favors in the bank.
You wanted to see me?
I heard about VersaLife. Good work.
It wasn't you.
No, it wasn't.
You know I thought it was you.
Harvey didn't tell me, but I didn't just fall off the turnip truck.
No, you didn't.
What?
Every damn time I think there's no upside to having you, you do some shit to make me think it's actually nice to have you around.
So we're good?
We're good after you bill a few more hours tonight.
Well, that's going to have to wait until later because I am definitely going out to celebrate.
You've earned it.
Jessica. She did what Harvey would have done for you.
Jessica. Katrina.
Is this about...
I can either fire you, or you can resign. The choice is yours.
You know.
I know.
Why are you being so nice about it?
Because letting you go is enough.
And you also don't want to antagonize me, since I'll be working for Robert Zane.
You haven't heard. We got VersaLife back. Lewis won't be going to Zane. And neither will you. I wish you luck.
You'll have my letter of resignation on your desk in the morning.
'cause my mind is gone. To find a stone you can write my name on, to dig a hole in the ground, my broken crown and my golden casket. And my mind is gone. To find a stone you can write my name on, to dig a hole in the ground so I can lay down.
It took you so long.
What are you, the bathroom monitor?
If I were, I'd say you'd gone three times in an hour.
Yes, and this is our third drink.
You know they have medicine for that, right?
You saying I'm old?
Yes, but I'm also saying I know you haven't been going to the bathroom.
All right, you want the truth? I've been calling Donna.
Oh my God, that is so great. You guys finally decided to take the plunge.
I wanted to know if Robert Zane called me back.
Called you back about what?
I asked him to hire Lewis anyway.
You're kidding.
I'm not. I even told him if he did, I'd owe him one.
Hmm.
What?
Oh, I'm just trying to figure out at what point in the last week you decided to become a pussy.
Oh, so doing something nice for someone makes you a pussy.
I didn't say that exactly.
Yes, you did. Let's just go through some of the nice things you've done for
okay,
people.
You know what, Harvey? Guilty as charged. I am nice, and if that makes me a pussy, then so be it.
Then it's settled. You're a nice pussy. Miss, can I get a Cosmo here for my friend?
Go ahead. Order another drink. Just be careful, because you're going to be in the bathroom in another 5 minutes.
You go back to the prostate again?
But like you've never repeated jokes before?
I have no idea what I'm
talking about. Let's see. You see, that's funny, because blah, blah, blah. Or by blah, 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 I mean blah, blah, blah.
Okay, I get it.
I'm just getting started. I could do this all night.
You know what? Now I have to go to the bathroom.
Go for it. Take your time. No rush. If it hurts, call someone.
Lewis, what are you doing here?
I'm waiting for Harvey.
Harvey's not here.
Then you'll have to do.
Look, Lewis, I know you've been through a lot, but Harvey's gonna...
I don't give a shit what Harvey's gonna do.
Okay, you're scaring me.
You know what an Oscar looks like?
What?
Academy Award. Bald guy. I mean, of course, we all know what it looks like. But especially you. You're an actress. It's the highest honor in your field. I mean, of course, you don't need to be told what it is.
What are you talking about?
See, the highest academic honor at Harvard Law is the Order of the Coif. You don't get a trophy. You get three things. You get a parchment to hang on your wall, medal to wear at graduation, and this. Now, this key doesn't say Order of the Coif. Doesn't say anything. It's just a symbol.
What does that have to do with Harvey?
It doesn't. It has to do with Mike.
You know what, Lewis? It's been a long day.
It's about to get longer. See, Mike asked me about this. And I thought he was... I thought he was trying to get my mind off of my problems. But then he did it again. And it got me to thinking. Mike graduated magna cum laude. He's in Order of the Coif. But he didn't recognize this.
So he forgot a stupid key.
Mike Ross doesn't forget anything. See, the reason he didn't recognize this was because he never got one. Because he didn't go to Harvard.
Lewis, we've been down this road before. Mike is in the Harvard database.
But he's not in the yearbook. And according to his credit report, his address during his law school years was in New York. He even paid rent the first of the month in person.
Well, I'm sure there's a...
Sit down! Last year, you told me not to tell Sheila about Mike's file. You acted like you cared about me. You didn't give a shit about me. You cared about you! And Harvey.
No.
And Mike.
No.
And Jessica.
Lewis, that's not true.
Well, let's call Sheila right now. I know all of the numbers by heart. I mean, she may not be interested in me anymore, but she will definitely be interested in a fraud claiming that he went to Harvard. You're sorry? You've been lying to me since the day Mike Ross arrived. I knew Harvey and Jessica never really accepted me, but I thought you were different. I thought you were my friend.
I am your friend, Louis.
No, you're not. And don't you ever say that to me again.
Where are you going?
To see your friend Jessica.
Louis knows. Louis.
I know you're a stickler for the rules. I figured I'd just come by to return my ID.
You want an explanation?
I want to see you perp walk through the bullpen with your pretty little jacket draped over your handcuffs. But until then, yeah, I'll take an explanation.
When I found out the truth about Mike Ross, it had already been done.
By Harvey. Right after he made senior partner over me, that's when he hired the fraud. That's the correct timeline, right?
Yes.
So instead of turning him in, you cover it up.
Louis.
And the one time that I do something, you don't cover it up at all. You throw me to the wolves.
I saved you from the wolves.
I ask you for the smallest gesture. Just to allow my career to continue with dignity, and you couldn't muster the tiniest shred of compassion.
What do you want me to say?
I want you to tell me you're a liar! And a hypocrite! I want you to say you're sorry.
And I am a hypocrite. But I will not say I'm sorry. Because I did what I did to protect this firm.
Well, looks like the captain's about to go down with her ship.
Bullshit. You want something?
Oh, I told you. I want to see you
in handcuffs? If that were true, the police would be here instead of you. No. You wanted to see me squirm before asking me for what you really want. I'm not going to give you the satisfaction. So you might as well spit it out.
You asked me what I wanted once before, and I told you, and then you told me that I couldn't have it. But now I can. Pearson. Spectre. Lit.
This winter.
You told me I couldn't have it. Well, now I can.
I didn't think you would stoop this low.
We've been down this road before.
What the hell did you do?
You've been lying to me since the day Mike Ross arrived.
I will not say I'm sorry.
Suits. All new episodes return this winter on USA.